smell of your smile.
The new Dennis Day Show, written by Frank Galen, with Sharon Douglas, Bea Benaderet, Dink Trout, Lou Merrill, Jerry Hausner, Charles Dent and the orchestra, and starring the popular singer of the Jack Benny Show in A Day in the Life of Dennis Day. Here's Dennis to sing On the Boardwalk in Atlantic City.
All aboard, all aboard. Goodbye, little chicks, we're leaving the sticks. We're catching the train at 5:45. And if anyone should drop around, won't you please tell them that we can be found on the boardwalk in Atlantic City. We will walk in a dream on the boardwalk in Atlantic City. Life will be peaches and cream. There where the soft water air brings out a lady's charm. There on a rolling chair, he'll roll right into your arms. Cinderella, you will find your fella, someone that you've waited for. In romantic and tabby Atlantic City, down on the old New Jersey shore. All aboard!
What? Train leaving on track 6 for Elizabeth, Camden, Lakehurst, Red Bank, and Atlantic City.
If you wanna get a fella, Cinderella, sit beneath a yellow rented umbrella in a cozy corner where the cool breezes play. Or if you prefer to try a different lure, why don't you start a strolling where the waves are rolling and the band plays music all day. There where the soft water air brings out a lady's charm. There on a rolling chair, he'll roll right into your arms. Cinderella, you will find your fella, someone that you've waited for. In romantic and chatty Atlantic City, down on the old New Jersey shore.
Well, Saturday night in Weaverville, where Dennis Day lives and works, is just like Saturday night in your town or any other. Everyone likes to forget the cares of the week and go out for a good time. For instance, there's Mr. and Mrs. Anderson, who run Dennis's boarding house.
Would you care to see a movie after dinner, Herbert?
I'd love to, Poopsie. What's playing tonight?
Well, there's a Charles Boyer picture at the Bijou.
Oh.
And at the Fox is Betty Grable in Technicolor.
Oh.
Have you any choice, Herbert?
Yes, Poopsie. That lot of good's gonna do me.
And of course, our young hero Dennis is making plans for the evening, too, with his girlfriend, Mildred Anderson.
Would you care to see a movie after dinner, Dennis?
Gee, Mildred, why pay 60 cents to see a movie when we can sit here alone by the fire? And I'd say the same thing if I had 60 cents.
Golly, Dennis, are you broke again? You never have any money.
I know. The other day, I finally figured out why, too. It's because my expenses are bigger than my salary.
Gosh, I guess you'll never save enough out of your salary so we can go out like other people.
Oh, no? Just you wait till next Saturday night.
Next Saturday night? What do you mean?
Well, I was going to make it a surprise, but I guess I'll have to tell you now.
Oh.
I've taken on an extra job. I mean, besides the one at the drugstore.
Oh, Dennis, that's marvelous. Is it a big job?
It might be tremendous someday. These people are young, just starting. Who knows where they'll go? 2, 3, 6, maybe a dozen.
You mean a dozen factories?
Factories? Gosh, no. I'm going to be a babysitter.
A babysitter. I thought it was going to be a real job, a good job.
It is a good job. Mrs. Hoffenheimer wants me to sit with her little baby Monday night at a cool 15 cents an hour.
15 cents an hour? Do you call that money?
Well, after all, a sitter has to start at the bottom.
dotted section of the paper, that's where the good steady jobs are.
But I have a steady job now at the drugstore.
For $8 a week as a soda jerk. Oh, Dennis, you're evading your responsibilities, that's what. You're shirking.
I'm not shirking. I'm working. Jerking.
Look, Mother and Daddy have the evening paper in the dining room. Come on, we'll look through it together right now.
Well, okay.
Mother, can Dennis and I borrow the evening paper for a few minutes?
Your father's still looking at it, Mildred.
Oh, here, take it. Murders, robberies, people in trouble, people starving. Oh, it's all I read about these days. Keeps up, I'm going to stop reading the comic section.
Thanks, Mr. Anderson.
Let's see, the help wanted section's in the back, Dennis.
The help wanted section?
Yes, Mother, we're looking for a job for Dennis. These days, a lot of people need help badly.
That badly?
Now, Mother, you see anything good, Dennis? What's that one you're reading?
I am not responsible for any debts contracted by my wife, Lucille Gibson, who has left my bed and board. It doesn't say what the salary is.
Dennis, you're reading the commercial notices. The ads are over here.
Oh. Hey, golly, look at this. Here's a job that pays $75 a week. Advertising copywriter wanted.
Dennis, you've had no experience at that.
Yeah, that's true. Here's one. Furniture factory manager wanted. No, that's out for the same reason.
Oh, I'm afraid so.
Here's another that says, man wanted. Gee, I wish we could find one I've had some experience at.
Dennis, don't be silly. Let me see that. Man wanted. Earnings up to $300 a week. No experience necessary. Golly, Dennis.
Gee, I can make up to $300 a week.
There's a catch in it someplace.
You may apply if you're between the ages of 20 and 30.
Yeah.
Hardworking, dependable, honest.
Yeah.
And of normal intelligence.
I knew it.
Mother, please. Dennis, come on outside a moment. I want to talk to you alone.
Okay, Mildred.
Dennis, you're going to apply for that job first thing Monday morning, and you're going to get it.
Gosh, Mildred, I haven't got a chance.
Oh, yes, you have.
But how? Why would a big, important man like...
A big, important man, that's it.
I said something?
Yes, look, Dennis, the only way to get a job is to pretend you don't need it.
Huh?
Make him think this job is just dirt. Tell him you're a millionaire who's only held the biggest positions, or he'll beg you to work for him.
Gee, I see what you mean. I'll tell him I'm a big earner, huh?
That's it.
I'll tell him I made such a big salary last year, I earned nearly as much as my income tax.
Oh. Wonderful. Oh, Dennis, this is the end of all our troubles.
All right, Miss Blake, send in the next applicant. Good morning, young man. Lester is my name, vice president in charge of personnel.
Glad to know you, old man. I'm Dennis Day, the well-known sportsman and playboy.
Eh?
Let's make this fast, shall we? My 1946 Buick is double parked downstairs.
Double parked?
Yes, it's next to my 1946 Lincoln.
You have two brand new automobiles? Why, you must be a millionaire.
Oh, I am. I've got hundreds of dollars.
Oh, I see. Well, sit down, my boy. Sit down. Care for a Corona Corona?
No, thank you.
They're the very best.
I never eat between meals.
Do I understand that you're applying for the job we advertised in the paper?
Oh, I might consider it. One gets a little tired of polo, you know, just hitting at a little ball with a stick while mounted on a chucker.
Yes, yes, of course. Well, tell me, Mr. Day, have you had any experience in our line?
Oh, lots and lots, old man. Just what is your line?
We sell vacuum cleaners house to house.
You don't say. I was general manager of a vacuum cleaner company for years.
Oh? Which company?
See if you can guess.
Acme?
Gee, I thought it would take you a lot longer.
So, you were the general manager of Acme. That's the job that Harry Jackson has now.
That's right. He came after me.
After you, eh? Harry's had the job for 46 years.
I know. I left when I was very young.
Well, I guess you must know Harry pretty well, eh? Probably worked together.
Well, no. You see, Harry was in the East, and I was the troubleshooter for our Western territory.
Acme doesn't have a Western territory.
Yeah, that was the trouble.
Mr. Day, this farce has gone far enough. You've been lying your head off since you walked into this office. Now, what's the big idea?
Golly, Mr. Lester, I'm sorry. It was just that I wanted the job so bad.
Oh, so that's it, eh? Sportsman, playboy. A millionaire with hundreds of dollars. Boy, wait till the boys in the New York office hear this.
Shut up!
Yes, sir.
Well, at least you had a novel approach. You probably wouldn't make a bad vacuum cleaner salesman at that.
Oh, no, sir. I'd be marvelous.
Only you've got to get over this habit of telling lies.
Honestly, sir, I won't tell another lie as long as I live.
I'll see that you don't. Well, possibly I can use you, Day. Are you married?
Married?
The company has a decided preference for married men. Much more dependable.
Yes, sir. That's the kind of outfit my wife always wanted me to be with.
Cool. So you are married. Any family? The company prefers a man who has a child to worry about.
I'm your man, then. I'm worrying about mine right now.
Well, your union has been blessed with offspring. Excellent. How many have you, Day?
How many does the company prefer?
Oh, it doesn't matter in the least.
Well, we have one, but if the company would like more, just speak right up.
By George, you are cooperative. Well, you can consider yourself one of us, my boy. I'll have your contract ready for you this evening.
Gee, thanks a lot, Mr. Lester.
Now, you see how silly it is to tell lies when you can get just as far with the truth?
Yes, sir.
Just leave your address on the desk on the way out, and I'll drop over to your house tonight around 8 with a contract.
My house?
Why, certainly. I want to meet that wife and baby of yours. Oh, I won't stay long. Just time enough for a few kitschy coos with the kid. I love babies.
Yes, sir.
Well, good day, Day.
Kitschy coo, Mr. Lester.
Dennis, I've been waiting right here by the door. Did you see the man? Did you get the job?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, Dennis.
But I'm afraid I won't have it long.
What are you talking about?
I had to tell him I was married to get the job, and now he's coming here at 8 o'clock to meet my wife.
Oh, is that all? Well, what are you worried about? I'll pretend to be your wife. That's a problem I can handle easily.
I also told him my wife and I had a baby. Let's see you handle that one.
A baby? Oh, my goodness. What did you tell him that for? Now, we really are in trouble. Oh, just a minute. The Hofheimer baby.
Huh?
Isn't this the night you're supposed to sit with it? As soon as the Hofheimers get out, bring the baby over here.
Gee, you've got brains everywhere.
Tonight, the Hofheimer baby will be our son. Or is it our daughter?
Darned if I know. I get paid the same either way.
We have to know what to tell your boss, silly. Ask Mrs. Hofheimer whether it's a boy or girl.
Yeah, that's a good idea. She'll probably know. Okay, I'll see you back here about 8:10, Mildred. Gosh, Mildred, your mother and father are still in the front room. How are we going to sneak the baby past them? If she sees it, we're finished with Mr. Lester.
Darn it, they said they were going to call on the McNulty's tonight. They should be leaving any minute. Is the baby all right?
Yeah, it's asleep. Look.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Dennis, look at that tiny pink face.
Yeah.
Doesn't it make you long for one of your own?
Oh, I'd feel silly with a tiny pink face. Okay, I hope your folks leave soon. It's nearly 8. If they... Oh, darn it, it woke up.
Golly, maybe it's hungry.
Yeah, if we could only get it inside. There's a nice salami in the icebox.
Dennis, it's the way you're holding it.
Mrs. Hofheimer told me to cradle its head with my arm.
Yes, but you shouldn't let go the rest of its body. Dennis, put your arm under it and rock back and forth.
Okay. There, baby. There, baby. There. That's better.
Oh, my goodness, Dennis.
What?
My mother and father are coming out the front door. They'll see us quick. Put the baby under your coat.
Okay, there.
Is the baby all right? Can it breathe?
Oh, sure. Its head is sticking out the bottom.
Dennis, cover it quick. Oh, rock it, rock it.
Okay. Gee, it works every time.
Oh, golly, here they come.
Is that you out here, Mildred?
Yes, Mother, I'm with Dennis.
Oh, evening, Dennis.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Anderson.
Nice night, isn't it? you putting on a little weight, lady?
Me? A little, maybe. You know how it is in the drugstore with all that ice cream around.
What was that?
I drink a lot of sodas, too.
Well, if we're going to the McNulty's, we... Where did that come from?
I didn't hear anything. Did you, Mildred?
Why, no. What kind of a noise was it, Mother?
That kind.
Oh. Oh, that. That was me. It's a trick I've worked up for parties. See? Notice how I do it sometimes without moving my lips?
A fine accomplishment, I must say. What are you rocking back and forth for?
I'm also taking rumba lessons. I'll see you later. I'm going into the house.
Mildred Anderson, you should be ashamed. Going around with a boy whose only talent is making a noise like a baby.
Dennis did it very well, though, Pussy. A couple of times it was all I could do to keep from throwing him over my shoulder and burping him.
The whole thing was ridiculous. Come on, Herbert. Good night, Mildred.
Good night, Mother. Good night, Daddy.
Good night, dear.
Dennis, is everything... Well, where's the baby?
I was afraid your mother might come back, so I hid it.
Hid it? Where?
Up there in the chandelier. I saw a fella hide something up there once in a movie.
Oh. Dennis, get that child down immediately. It's after 8. Your boss will be here any minute.
Okay. Come on, baby. Golly, it is a cute baby, isn't it? When Mr. Lester sees it, he'll be...
Oh, there he is. Look, I'll sit on the top for the baby. You answer the door.
Okay.
Well, good evening, Day. I'm sorry to be late.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Lester. We loved it.
Well, I got your contract right here in my pocket, my boy.
Good. Suppose I sign it right here in the doorway.
Oh, no, not so fast. I came over to see the little fellow and the little woman. Where are they, little fellow and the little woman?
In the little living room. I mean, the living room. Come on in.
Well, well, well. Isn't this a beautiful picture?
Yes, the little fellow and the little woman side by side on the sofa. That's my wife on the left.
How do you do, Mrs. Day?
I'm glad to know you, Mr. Lester.
My, isn't this nice. How long have you two been married?
Four years.
How long?
Four years.
There seems to be a difference of opinion.
Well, as soon as we get upstairs, we'll have another look at the license. Now, if you'd just hand me that contract, Mr. Lester...
Say, you folks sure have a sweet baby here. Good as gold, isn't it? Hello there, little fellow.
That's gold.
Oh, you little dickens, you. How old is the baby?
5 years.
How old?
Eight months. 5 years.
Another difference of opinion, eh? What's the little tyke's name?
William.
What?
Margaret.
This difference of opinion I don't understand at all. Is the baby a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
You're certain of that?
Absolutely. I found out the only sure way. I asked Mrs. Hoffheimer.
Just who is Mrs. Hoffheimer?
She's the baby's nurse. Yes. Mr. Lester, you said something about having a contract in your pocket.
Yes. Oh, I did. And I've taken up enough of your time. So, Dave, you'll sign this paper right here.
You bet, Mr. Lester.
I have a pen here somewhere.
Yoo-hoo, Mildred, we're home.
Who's that?
The servants. They were out visiting.
Don't come in, Mother. I'll be right out.
Mother?
I married the cook's daughter. Well, I gotta warn you, Mr. Lester. My wife's folks are very eccentric.
Eccentric?
I'll say. Mother drinks even more than father.
You don't say.
Mr. McNulty had a terrible headache, so it... Oh, company.
Yes, Mother. Mr. Lester, I'd like you to meet my parents, Mr. and Mrs. Anderson.
Well, how do you
do? How do you do, Mr. Lester?
You folks certainly have a lovely family here. I was just admiring your daughter's baby.
My daughter's baby? My daughter has no baby.
Mother, you've been to Joe's again.
Joe's? Joe's, what do you mean?
What is all this about Mildred's baby? What baby?
Boy, they've really got a buzz on tonight.
Just a moment. I demand to know what you're talking about, Mr. Lester.
I'm talking about a baby. The one there on the couch. Is that or isn't it a baby?
It certainly is a baby, but where did it come from?
Ask Mr. Dennis Day here. He's the father.
What? Is this child your son?
Oh, no, Mrs. Anderson. He's just a business acquaintance.
You mean he isn't your child?
No, sir. I just borrowed him from Mrs. Hoffheimer so I could get that job from you.
So, to think I nearly made you my star vacuum cleaner salesman. I ought to have my own vacuum cleaned. Good night.
You come upstairs with me, Mildred Anderson. You too, Herbert. And as for you, Dennis Day, we'll discuss this in the morning.
Gee, I got in a lot of trouble on account of you, baby. You sure are a cute little thing, though. Yes, you are, you little rascal. Gee, I wish you were mine at that. And you know something? You look a lot like me. Gee, that isn't nice.
Here's Dennis Day with Charles Dant and the orchestra and Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
When all the world is a hopeless jumble and the raindrops tumble all around, heaven opens a magic lane. When all the clouds darken up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found. Place behind the sun, just a step beyond the rain. Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me. The rainbow, bluebirds fly, birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh, why can't I? If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh,
here's Dennis to sing The Girl That I Marry.
The girl that I marry will have to be as soft and pink as a nursery. she'll wear satins and laces and smell of cologne. Her nails will be polished, and in her hair she'll wear a gardenia, and I'll be fast and a flitting. I'll be sitting next to her, and she'll purr like a kitten. A doll I can carry, the girl that I marry must be.
The Dennis Day Show has been a presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education. We'll be right back.